We continue our features on veterans this week here on Livingston Today. This morning we've got Mr. Bob Seacott, who served the United States Air Force in the Vietnam War. Mr. Seacott, it's great to have you with us. Thank you so much for your service. Let's get a little of background information about you. Did you grow up in Overton County?
No, sir. I was born in Cottersport, Pennsylvania.
Well, give us a little bit of your history growing up, and what was it that made you want to join the Air Force?
Well, I've always liked airplanes, and I went in as soon as I graduated high school on delayed enlistment, and then I went to Denver to go through weapons school. And after that, I was assigned to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in North Carolina working on B-52s. I did that for about a year, and then I went to Thailand and got into the Spectre AC-130 gunships and spent 3 years in Vietnam with them and flew a little bit over 200 missions in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos.
So it seems you had a lot of weapons training. What was your role in Vietnam?
I was a gunner on the AC-130s and flew nightly missions into, like I said, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and up along the Ho Chi Minh Trail and the Asha Valley, interdicting trucks and troops coming down the road there.
I think for anybody that wasn't there, we've heard a lot about Vietnam, but for anyone who wasn't there, what was the atmosphere really like from your perspective?
Well, being home-based out of Thailand, it was a little bit better than the guys on the ground that were stationed in Vietnam. But the atmosphere was pretty good. Most all the guys that I flew with really looked forward to getting out there and doing our part in destroying the trucks and the ammunition and the troops coming down the trail that were going into South Vietnam and killing our boys over there.
How long were you in Vietnam?
I was over there for 36 months. I would have stayed longer, but they said I needed to go home.
So did your military service continue after that?
Yes, sir. After I came back from over there, I went to Seymour Johnson again and worked on the F-4 nose gun. And then I got discharged there after about 4 years. I stayed out about 89 days and reenlisted back at Seymour Johnson. And then I went from Seymour Johnson PCS to Eglin to Duke Field as an advisor for the Air National or for the Air Reserves on the older AC-130s that were being handed over to the reserves. And there I served as a trainer and general go-to guy on the gunships.
We're speaking to Mr. Bob Seacott. He was a United States Air Force veteran, served in Vietnam. Mr. Seacott, when did you leave the military? What factored into your decision to finally know it was time to step aside?
Well, I've been out twice. I got out after I went to Eglin at Duke Field and got out for about 5 years and went to work at the prison camp as a correctional officer. I decided that was the wrong thing to do, so I went back on active duty, and they hired me up at Duke Field again, this time as an Air Reserve technician with the gunners on the AC-130s, which was a civil service position. And then after about 4 years of that on active duty, I went back to Eglin again on the F-15 fighters with a short tour to Iceland as a weapons manager, then came back to Eglin, then decided that the military was changing too much, getting softer and gentler. So I retired, and went to work for a contractor as a construction superintendent. But I was lucky enough while I was in the military, because school is a big thing. So I went to college and ended up with 2 degrees, in one in drafting and design, and the other one in engineering technology. And finally, when I did retire from my civilian job, I came up here to Rickman. I decided Florida was the wrong place to be. So I came up here and went to work with the Rickman Volunteer Fire Department. I was an EMR down there, emergency medical responder, and a fireman. And then I got involved with the VFW and the American Legion up here in Livingston. And I've been with them. The Legion keeps me pretty busy. I'm the sergeant of arms up there. Plus, I'm also the captain of the Overton County Honor Guard, which keeps us pretty busy when these guys pass away.
Well, Mr. Seacott, it seems you've had quite the military career. Maybe tell me one thing that stands out that you know was of great benefit to you during your time in the military.
Well, I got to travel, not as much as a lot of people, but I got to travel. I got to go to school. But the biggest thing that sticks in my mind is the comradeship of all the guys in the military, because they're just like brothers. If you got a problem, you go to them, and the military looks after you.
Well, Mr. Seacott, once again, we thank you so much for your service and what you've done for our country, and we especially thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us this morning on Livingston Today.
Okay, then. I appreciate it. Thank you.